in graduate school, I got really interested in the movements of the landscape, the way the elements of nature interact. I was reading a lot of Jung and his behavioral archetypes and some other really theoretical science kinds of readings. And it really strikes me that that whole interconnectedness in the physical world is so real. If you look at a cross-section of a human body done by MRI, and you look at smoke patterns and the clouds and the snowdrifts, all of that, that little rhythmic push and pull dance, I love that. And so I began to play with that with clay. And the sculptures really evolved from me thinking about that. What I want in my sculptural figures is to have that kind of rhythm of the land that becomes very figurative, but it's very nonspecific. That it has that sort of sense of humanity, but it is not a person who has a name.